of God concentrate at my disposal. I am a singular manifestation of all that is, and as such, all that is me. I am a point of light of the eternal sun, and as such, it is my birthright to shine. I am a perfect creation of the Creator of all, and as such, I am a creator. My question to you this morning is, are you embodying these truths? Is this the way life feels to you from where you sit? Here are a couple of questions to help you answer that question. You don't have to answer them out loud. Just think about them silently in your own mind, in your own heart. Are you filled with energy and enthusiasm for your life? Do you feel the presence of God in your life on an ongoing basis? Are you experiencing the flow of God's blessing and abundance? Are you manifesting your heart's desires? Do you feel like you're living on purpose, sharing the gifts you came here to share? If your answer to all of these questions is yes, or even yes most of the time, then you have done a beautiful job of embodying your spiritual truth. And even if you answered yes most of the time or some of the time, my friends, you still have some work to do. It is your responsibility to take what you know, what you have embodied, what your gifts are, and to share them with the world. Because ultimately, as Reverend Amadri read this morning, we must give back in order to continue our spiritual journey. We must give back in order to receive our good. So, at some point when we get it, when we embody it, most of the time, the only way to continue our spiritual unfoldment is to give it. So my question to you this morning is, where and how are you giving? However, if your answer was no, or not always, sometimes, if you haven't really embodied your truth, then you are not fully using your potential, not fully realizing your potential. You're not getting from life all that you can. You're not doing what you came here to do, not utilizing the gifts that Spirit has given you. And if you're not sure of your answer, Reverend Johnny Coleman, a powerful New Thought leader from Chicago, has this to say: if you know it, you show it. So if you don't show it, then, honey, you don't really know it. And that's okay, because you, like the rest of us, have some important work to do. So, wherever you are on your journey, I have a suggestion for you this morning. Get about the business of being you. Heat up your life with giving and serving, because giving and serving create fire in the belly. Gratitude also creates fire in the belly. Did you realize that gratitude is an affirmation? An affirmation for the gift already given. So gratitude too will generate energy. We also have to let go of feelings of lack and limitation and just express gratitude for wherever you are. Thank you, God, for this ice. I know the hot tea is coming soon. Feel and know and expect your power. Ralph Waldo Emerson said this: there is no planet, sun, or star could hold you if you but knew what you are. So let's begin with understanding what you are. You are that mighty ocean in a drop of water, as Rumi said. You are a vehicle of concentrated God stuff. You are a singular manifestation of all that is. You are a point of light of the eternal sun. You are perfect creation of the creator of all. Right here and right now, God is expressing itself uniquely as you, 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 and you. Ernest Holmes tells us in The Science of Mind, the eternal has placed itself at the center of our being. The discovery of this, the greatest truth about humankind, is the greatest discovery of the ages. And again, I ask you, have you made that discovery? Do you realize the significance of that? Are you aware of your real power? Reverend Debbie focused on that question last week, and today we're going to take it even deeper. Because if you did get it, you already know no planet, no sun, no star can hold you. Not realizing who we are and the power we have right within us, we look around and say, gee, I wish I could be like him or her. Oh, she gets all the breaks. He gets all the breaks. Why aren't I like that? And there's a story about a stonecutter that illustrates this. The stonecutter was dissatisfied with himself and his position in life. He felt worthless and powerless. One day, he passed a wealthy merchant's house, and he looked through the gate, and he saw these fine possessions and important visitors, and he said, how powerful that merchant must be. I would like to be like him. To his great surprise, he became the merchant, enjoying more luxury and power than he'd ever dreamed of. But soon, a high official passed by, carried in a chair, accompanied by attendants and escorted by soldiers beating gongs and people blowing horns. No matter how wealthy one was or not, all had to bow down to them. How powerful that leader is, the stonecutter turned wealthy merchant thought. I wish I could be a high official. Then he became the high official, carried everywhere in his embroidered chair, the most powerful man around. It was a hot summer day, and the stonecutter turned wealthy merchant, turned official, felt very uncomfortable in the chair. He looked up at the sun and he said, gee, I wish I was the sun. Then he became the sun, shining down on everyone with all its power and might. But suddenly a huge black cloud moved between the earth and the stonecutter turned wealthy merchant, turned official, turned the sun, could no longer shine his light on everyone below. How powerful that storm cloud is, he thought. I wish I could be a cloud. He became the cloud, covering up the sun whenever he went. But then he began to be pushed away by some great force, a force greater than he had ever felt. It was the wind. So he said, how powerful it is. I wish I could be the wind. And so he became the wind, blowing the tiles off the roofs of houses, uprooting trees, showing his immense power wherever he went. But after a while, that stonecutter turned wealthy merchant, turned official, turned the sun, turned the cloud, turned the wind, ran up against something that would not move no matter how hard it blew. It was a huge, towering stone. How powerful that stone is, he thought. I wish I could be that stone. Then he became the stone, more powerful than anything else on earth. But as he stood there, he heard the sound of a hammer pounding a chisel into the solid rock, and he felt himself being changed. What could be more powerful than I, the stone, he thought. And then he looked down and saw the figure of a stone cutter. All the power there is, all the power we need is right inside of us. Are you like that stone cutter? Is the grass greener on the other side of the street? Here's the spiritual truth, my friends. There is no planet, there is no sun or star that can hold you if you but knew who you are. Each of us is an individualized expression of the One. Each of us shows it in our own unique way. Each of us has our own unique gifts to give. So I want you to think of one talent, one gift, or one skill that is uniquely yours. What is your gift? Maybe something you've nurtured, or maybe something, a talent. Think about that for a moment. And think about a way that you could use it to express more of God's love. What is it? What can you give? Where can you express more of God's love, more of God's life, and more of God's truth to the world? Just thinking about it can generate heat. If you can't come up with it today, then that's your assignment for next week. Spend more time in the silence, generating your heat. Think about how you can bring more enthusiasm for life. How can you bring more light, more heat, more love to the world? I talked with a ministerial student the other day, and I said, how are you doing? How are your studies going? And she said, oh, powerful, powerful. I am feeling so powerful, I'm becoming like a mystic. What was she saying? I'm coming into my own power. I'm beginning to recognize spirit in me, as me, acting through me. I am so in touch with the divine that I can figure it all out. She was beginning to embody it. I'd like to share with you these words from Eric Butterworth that illustrate this truth. You do not have to beg life to be good or to bring good in your life. Life is like the sun, shines on everything, but you must get out of the shadows. When you think of yourself as being capable and creative, you do not make yourself capable and creative. You simply let the light shine through your innate potential. This way of thinking does not make the creative power. It simply attunes us with the power, which is the power that is already within you. So again, I encourage you, sit in the silence. and attune yourself with the power which is, and focus on your hopes, dreams, and aspirations. See them already done in your mind's eye. Tap into your real power, and miracles begin to happen. And while you are at it, I want you to think about how you are giving. Because as Reverend Amadrive read this morning, your receiving, your exercise of that power is in direct proportion to where you're giving. And when you're thinking about where and how you're giving, I want you to think about the Center for Spiritual Living. I want you to look around and think about where and how you are giving and how you can give more. Now, Reverend Debbie probably won't like me saying this, but I'm aware of on Sunday mornings when the ministers, practitioners, and Elaine and Saul and Angel come to set up, sometimes we're the only ones here. And after we've had a delicious lunch and we've fed the multitude, sometimes up to maybe even 75, I look around, and in the kitchen, it is the ministers, the practitioners, Elaine, Saul, and Angel. So I just want to put that on your mind, food for thought. We have sign-up sheets out there, and we would love to have your joy of giving right here in this spiritual community, because as you can see, around here, we love to give. We give of our prayers, we give of our time, we give of our talents. And also, if you take a look at us, we're pretty abundant. We're pretty powerful. Our lives are good. You don't have a single minister out on the breadline. None of the practitioners are out there either. So I invite you during the week to sit. Focus on your talents. Focus on what you bring, your unique gift, and what you have to give to the world. And look and think about, are you exercising your power, your good, your abundance in direct relationship to that? And if you are, you're already embodying these truths. You may not give here, but you're giving somewhere. And I know that truth, and I respect it, because not all of my giving is here. When I'm not giving here, I'm giving somewhere. And so I want to share with you in closing the words of a 19th century mystic who wrote, "It is our duty as men and women to behave as though limits to our ability do not exist. We are co-creators of the universe." And that is what I'm asking you to do today. To behave as though limits to your ability do not exist, because you are a co-creator of the universe. The gift is already given by right of your divine inheritance. Envision it, empower it through your meditation, through your prayers, and get about the life of being you. Because no planet, sun, or star can hold you if you know what you are. So it is.